Welcome to the Margins of Motherhood. What if you could be the badass mompreneur you're called to be without experiencing the mom guilt along the way? I'm convinced that there are world-changing ideas being suppressed by mom guilt. So I'm here to help you learn productivity hacks, marketing tips, growth strategies, and of course, encourage you to rise to your true potential. Thanks so much for joining me in the Margins of Motherhood. Mom guilt. How is mom guilt holding you back and how do we overcome it? How many times have you had a great idea or opportunity, but you feel guilty for not giving that time to your kids? Whether it's you taking time to get your nails done or your hair done, having a date night, or dedicating time to your business, many of us feel that sense of guilt. Oftentimes, that guilt comes from one of three places. Number one, we're worried about what other people think. Oh, she just had a baby. How can she go out already? Or, I don't understand how she can leave her kids for a job. Number two, we've set unrealistic goals by comparing our lives to someone else's. Or number three, we're using this as an excuse to procrastinate and not take action with our dreams. I want to give you some practical tips to stop mom guilt in its tracks, but also evaluate where the guilt is coming from. When you're presented with an opportunity that gets you excited and fired up, but then you suddenly feel this pit in your stomach and you're starting to feel some resistance, I want you to stop and be honest with yourself. Many times when we feel that resistance, we feel physically ill or anxious. Our mind then tries to justify those feelings with something logical. Now, since you're listening to this podcast, you probably care about your kids. So your first logical explanation and justification for the anxiety is surrounding your children. In reality, this anxiety might be coming from fear, excitement, or nerves, but we try to put a label on it. That's how our mind works. The mom hat is the closest to your heart. So when we think of our precious doe-eyed little ones that we won't see as much if we take this opportunity, those feelings can arise. I want you to stop right there. The physical feelings that come along with a new opportunity or growth are normal. I need you to start associating them with excitement. Connect with a memory that brings you joy and hold on to that. That's your anchor. If we constantly stunt our growth and throw our children in front of our opportunities, it's fuel for resentment. Now, I know it's hard to think about resenting those sweet little Sour Patch Kids, but it will happen, trust me. You're using them to stunt your growth. I need you to switch gears and use them to inspire your growth. Another thing that happens is the comparison bubble. With social media, it's very easy to see the highlight reel. We see the perfectly staged picture, but we don't see the mom pulling her hair out and yelling at her kids to get the most candid photo, not to mention the dozens of imperfect pictures that make their way to the delete folder. Guess what? We're all losing our shit. We have bad days, we yell, we say things we regret, and we make mistakes. We forget projects and deadlines and signatures, and we all just want to lock the bathroom door for a few minutes of alone time. Stop coveting someone else's masterpiece when God gave you a perfect palette to paint with. Yeah, some days we're finger painting, but you know what? It's beautiful and it's all yours. Finally, mom guilt can actually be a front for our fear. I need you to be really honest with yourself on this one. Sometimes putting yourself out there is terrifying. And it's so easy and comfortable to stick with our roles as, quote, just a mom. I'm willing to bet that some of you, myself included, have played the mom card to get out of doing something hard. Your kids don't need to see you cowering from your dream. They need to see you walking in it. We all want better for our kids, so boss up and set the bar high. Acknowledging the guilty feeling is the first part of the battle. Now let's see some practical habits to avoid the guilt. Number one, this one's my favorite. Dream with your kids. Create dream boards and let them know about the steps to achieving your goal and have conversations about work hours. But the most important part is helping them put hours in for their dream too. So creating dream boards with your kids is an excellent exercise to help with mom guilt. It's not just about, you know, pursuing your dream. We also want to help our kids pursue theirs too. Side note, my friend Catherine Heave and I did a live video on Facebook and we created dream boards with our kids. My kids are 7 and 4 and they're currently on a superhero fix. So part of their dreams involved becoming superheroes. Don't dismiss this as being too unrealistic or crazy. Help them find elements of being a superhero in real life. Maybe that's volunteer work, maybe that's eating more vegetables to get stronger, or exercising to get bigger muscles. They can be superheroes in their own right, and their dreams can come true too. It just takes a lot of hard work. So number two is stop listening to Karen. I call her Karen. Whether Karen is your judgy aunt, friend, or neighbor, her opinions don't get to have more than 3 seconds of thought. If Karen wouldn't make it in your family's board of directors in calling the shots, then she doesn't get an opinion. My coach, John Eric Mosler, had his dream coach students tear off a 1-inch piece of paper. On that paper were the names of people that got to have a say in our dreams. If their name wasn't on the paper, they don't get a say. And trust me, you can't fit too many names on a tiny piece of paper. Number three is have date nights with your kids. Completely unplug from work and give them your full attention. Build a fort, go to a movie, snuggle, play games. Give them mom at 100%. It's better than giving them your pseudo attention. They deserve the best version of you. I believe that mom guilt is responsible for the death of millions of dreams. Don't let it kill yours. If you found this helpful, please give it a share and follow this podcast. Send it to your team and help keep them on track in pursuing their own goals. Thank you for joining me in the margins of motherhood. Until next episode, I will talk to you soon.